Well, it's interesting. Starting on Thursday, we have a real focus on birds and music, and obviously we always think of Tanglewood as you know, the gestalt of music and nature and all that. But we weren't the first first musical institution to think about birds. So there are a whole series of composers who have written about birds, and we have one of the great pianists playing music influenced, inspired by birds. And in fact, early in the morning, if you're up at 5:30, there's a little concert at Pleasant Valley with our partnership with the Audubon Society. So I think you probably have to show up at 4:30 to get a seat. Anyway, that's Thursday. Friday, we have a great combination of Charlie Dutoit, one of our favorite conductors, as a fellow back 50-plus years ago, and Bronfman, one of the great pianists. And it's a slam-dunk program, Dvorak 9, New World, Brahms' second piano concerto, and, of course, preceded by a Beethoven overture. And then on Saturday, Charlie comes back, and what he does better than anybody, maybe, is French and Russian. So it's a program featuring the great French and Russian composers. Sunday, we have Bramwell Tovey, a very, very distinguished English conductor, and we have one of the greatest artists of our time, Pinky Zukerman, playing the Beethoven Violin Concerto, which might be the most famous violin concerto. And then for those, especially in the Berkshires out here, all season, on Tuesday we have Tanglewood on Parade, where basically from 2 o'clock on, it's for a good 10 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours. Everything you can imagine: chamber music, the Boston Symphony, the Boston Pops, the students of Boston University Tanglewood Institute, the students of the Tanglewood Music Center. Ends with 1812 and a spectacular fireworks that will be partially celebrating. I guess it's a month celebration of your birthday. So it'll be the culmination of that celebration, honoring your 59th year on this
yeah, morning. Right. That's funny. We're going to be out there, of course, with one of our classic.
Yeah, you're there the morning. Times. Yeah, you spend the morning with us.
All morning long, and you'll be there with us on August 1st, and that'll be great. Okay, so Mark, now that we're done with that, I have a number of interstitial questions to ask you.
Done with the pitch. Okay.
I've got a number of interstitial questions to ask you.
You bet.
The first of them is, you mentioned Charles Dutoit. You called him Charlie. I once asked him whether he, minded people calling him Charlie Detroit. And boy, did I get a look.
Yeah, I think it's the Detroit part. I think you were okay with Charlie. I think you took it like one step too far. But I think he probably got the reference, and that's why you got the look.
I'm sure it's not the first time that it's been judged.
And then,
of course, you mentioned Beethoven. I've always thought Beethoven is the greatest, musician who ever lived. There are those people who are Bach people, and then there are a few who are Mozart people. Where do you fall?
I'm a clarinet player, so none of the above. I mean, Bach, obviously clarinet didn't exist. Mozart wrote one of the greatest, probably the great clarinet concerto. And Beethoven certainly used clarinet in his symphonies. But, it depends on the mood, depends on the day, depends on what I just heard. So I really don't have a favorite, composer. And even though Bach never wrote for clarinet, you go into these grand churches, and not just in America, but in Europe, and you hear, a Bach, toccata and fugue, and it's like one of the most spectacular. He was, part of the Lutheran movement, obviously, and so it's mostly, Protestant stuff, but I think it transcends religion and certainly transcends even in, and sometimes music. So
does it bother you? I mean, I know you're the head of the Boston Symphony, and Tanglewood is, the summer place for the symphony. Nevertheless, does it bother you as much as it bothers me that half the summer is gone? No, is your answer.
No, yes and no. I mean, it's intense here. And I'm looking at the calendar, and my next day off is sometime in mid-September after Labor Day. So, but yet, you're never really fatigued because there's so, the energy at Tanglewood of the students, and there are 150 of our fellows. There are about 400 kids that are in this Days in the Arts program, and another several hundred from it's hard to be cynical when you have all this energy and these kids, and kind of remember what it was like to be 25 or 15 and have your whole life in front of you, and music is unbelievably
exciting, and you see little budding romances. Not that I'm sitting there getting involved in that, but you know, it's great. That being said, you know, every night, you know, we're you know, some you know, with 18,000 people, and some with a couple hundred people, depending on day of the week and depending on what it is. So I think, you know, the hard thing for me is like late August and after a concert, like on Sunday afternoon concert, and the audience is finally left and walking the grounds, and you kind of feel the spirits floating through the air, and that's where I get melancholy. I mean, that's when I get a little sad, you know. So right now we're in our we haven't even had our third of 8 weeks of BSO concerts. So I don't even think of it as the middle, frankly. I think of it as we're just getting going.
You mentioned budding romances. Have you ever been called upon, you know, to marry two people at
Tanglewood? No, but Ellen Heistein's done that for, I think, a couple of the fellows and a few of our other people. So I have a variety of I guess skills, for lack of a better word, but I suspect that's not one of them.
Well,
so
would
I
you
guess
do
in Massachusetts? You can get some kind of documentation that allows you.
Sure.
You probably married people. Have you married people, Al?
No. I only married one person, and that's 47 years ago. So
right. And you probably didn't officiate, or maybe you did.
No, indeed. So let me ask you this. Are you finding enough time for your family?
Yeah, although my daughters are now both professionally engaged in New York. I have a daughter graduated last year, and she's both in New York. One is a global consultant. She's a great kid working at IBM. And then the other one, if there's a profession more difficult than classical music, she found it. She's a budding comedian.
You yeah. have that. That comes from the old man.
Oh, no. I don't have to rely on my livelihood. It doesn't depend on making you laugh. Where, you know,
but you're a funny guy. You are funny.
Like, you think about it. You know, you have days, and you have A-plus days, and you have A-minus days, and B days, and B-minus days. In comedy, you either are in rhythm and you're hitting, you know, you're having an A day, or you're failing.
Yeah.
There are very few C plus B minus. Either you're up there on stand up and it's clicking and you got the audience, or other times where, you know, you got to be able to handle rejection and you know, so she just did her first shoot for an Amazon thing, and she shows up and she waits 6 hours. They do the crowd scene. She's in the crowd scene. And then she waits another 4 hours, and that's the day. I said, welcome to showbiz. You know, that's the way, you know, that's different than stand-up, of course, but every stand-up wants to you know, get into television and do other stuff.